on the road again. Hey, Ed, it's Bill. I just stopped my trailer hitch, and I'm heading up the 18-mile stretch. It's 5:44. Just got on the stretch heading north. Probably have to keep going to Orlando. God knows what the traffic's going to be like on the turnpike farther north. But I plan on just poking along. I spent yesterday shopping. That's what I was doing when you called me. I couldn't hear you because you were just all broken up. So I wish I had a full tank of gas, but I don't. Everything down here is closed as of about 4 o'clock for all the gas stations closed down. So kind of a bummer I didn't get my tank topped off. But I think the fact that we've had weeks of preparation time, it seems like, for this, they've been running tanker trucks around the clock filling up the gas tank, so I think I'll be able to get gas to get out of here. There's no traffic roads right now. The people who wanted to evacuate evacuated on Wednesday and Thursday. Nothing has happened Friday or Saturday at all. I'm like the only person on the 18-mile stretch. It's freaky. But we're starting to get a bit of a breeze. Here on the stretch, it's blowing 15 to 20. It's about 15 right now. No serious white caps yet. But this in, there's 41-foot waves out off Cuba right now. They've got wave monitors out there. And it's just really wild. And I'm looking at a snail kite. Cool beans. I hardly ever see those, and I don't know what to do down here. Just drove on the 18-mile stretch and saw a snail kite. That's kind of neat. Anyway, just wanted to let you know, I'm heading north, probably to Orlando. Bye-bye.
No, what's up?